Minister, I'd be grateful if you could outline
whether you intend to develop and reinstate railway services in Donegal in your term as Minister of Transport, and if you could outline whether any progress has been made in the All-Ireland North West since the publication of the All-Ireland Strategic Railway Review last year.
Minister.
I'll ask Karen Corner. Can I thank Deputy Ward for raising this very important matter and to confirm that I'm taking it on behalf of Minister Kenny, who regrets he can't be here this evening. As Deputy Ward will know, the final report of the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review was published in July of last year. The review's recommendations for County Donegal involved the development of a new light rail line from Letterkenny to Derry, which connects to a new proposed rail link linking Derry to Portadown. The programme for government commits to working collaboratively to act on the rail review. Assisted by the European Investment Bank, advisory services, my department, the Department of Infrastructure in Northern Ireland, and agencies across the island are working to progress the rail review's recommendations for the years ahead. As part of this, a project prioritisation strategy on how to optimise the implementation of this review's recommendations is planned for publication later this year. Officials from my department, the Department of Infrastructure, have also been in contact in relation to sharing the findings of a high-level feasibility study from TransLink, examining the review's recommendations of connecting Derry and Portadown with a proposed spur to Letterkenny. This study and the ongoing EIB work will help inform the progression of rail projects into the future. In addition, the Connecting Ireland Rural Mobility Plan saw the rollout of a number of new and enhanced bus services in the North West last year, including to Letterkenny and Donegal Town, implemented by Donegal Sligo Leitrim Transport Coordination Unit. And could I ask Cam Corla, as the Minister responsible for rural transport, commend Mary Coughlin and her team in the local link in Donegal? It's a phenomenal success story, and the volume of people using that bus and those buses is extraordinary. But more generally, Deputy Ward, the recently concluded government's review of the National Development Plan has confirmed my department's annual capital allocations from the period 26-30, and a decision on a programme of transport delivery within the available funding will be made in the coming months. This important issue of connectivity in the North West will also be considered as part of that final decision.
Deputy Ward.
It's shocking still in this day and age that there's no significant investment in North West when it comes to regards regional railway. We have people who currently in Inishowen will travel to Letterkenny or down to Donegal Town and will be travelling on a bus. I've got an 82-year-old man who travels on a bus down to Donegal Town to see a relative. He's on the bus for the guts of 2 hours. Many of my constituents are doing this. They're travelling long distances. It's outrageous. The lack of sufficient healthcare isn't addressed. There's a lack of transport. There's a whole load of litany of neglect in Donegal. Will you commit to ensuring that Donegal will have a rail service that connects us to the rest of the West and the capital in the North into the future so that we can give the people something to hope for?
That's true.
And can I just assure Deputy Ward that the Department and Minister Kenny and I, Minister O'Brien, are aware of the need of Donegal. I've been there in the month of July, and I think it's not correct to say that government hasn't invested in transport in Donegal. I referenced the whole rural link. Look at the phenomenal investment and the growth in the service, and I fully understand the comments you made regarding the personal stories of people who have to travel, and I've met some of those people in my visit to Donegal during the summer, but it is important to recognise that the department, as I said, is reviewing the key programmes and projects in the transport envelope in the context of the National Development Plan and that capital funding envelope, which will include the investment in the rail network. And as I said, a decision will be made within the available funding in the coming months. But government, and I'll come back to you in a minute, are prioritising connectivity in Donegal, and the proof is in terms of the rollout of new and enhanced bus services. But I do take the point that Deputy Ward made in terms of the need for further investment. But we are looking at that, Deputy.
Deputy Ward.
You see, Donegal is the only county in the whole of Ireland that removed the rail network. And we are so far behind now that it's going to take billions to get us up to date. So what I say to you, particularly the Transport Minister here, you know, as the Housing Minister, you turned your back on us. And I'm telling you now, as the Transport Minister, I'm asking you not to turn your back on Donegal again. So will you, the lack of infrastructure investment in Donegal be addressed in any way in the budget next week?
I do want to get into a political back and forth with Deputy Ward, because I respect where he's coming from. But the very fact, if you look at the whole local link service and talk to to the TCU manager up to Finn O'Shea. Look at the investment in the routes 966, 959, 957, 954, 952, 953. People using Localink. If government weren't investing, if government turned its back in Donegal, those routes wouldn't be there. But you're saying we turned our back. We're investing. I take your point that Donegal is the, I think, the only, maybe one of the few countries with no rail link. But we are, as a government, in terms of rural transport, connecting people. And I meet people every day, and I was struck by the people I met in Donegal in terms of the mobility, in terms of the connectivity. Take out the bus service. That's there'd be nothing. That's, and I take your point, but that's government investing, Deputy. You haven't acknowledged that at all. Government are investing new routes, new ideas.
Thanks,
new
Minister.
Connectivity, reducing socialisation, marginalisation, connecting people. Just the example of students
Thanks,
going to college.
Minister, you can conclude.
Sorry, come on.